fewer international students are enrolling at Kansas universities. At Wichita State, which depends on their premium tuition, the drop in enrollment has put a nearly $1 million hole in the budget. Stephen Basaha of the Kansas News Service reports, to keep finances in check and student bodies diverse, universities are having to contend with a tough political climate.
Pooja Odedra is a first-year student at Butler Community College in South Central Kansas. She transferred after a few months at American University in Washington, D.C., partly because it was cheaper, but there was another reason.
I don't like there were a few comments and stuff, so...
Oh, people made comments to you?
Yeah.
Odedra's from India. She heard the comments while passing a group of men on the street.
Like, you don't deserve to be here, or you'll be sent back soon anyway, so what's the point of staying here, or something like that.
She said she's had a much better experience in Kansas, but those comments have stuck with her.
It does make me, like, feel insecure and question if I should be here, if like some other country would be better.
University recruiters say they're hearing these types of concerns more often overseas, especially since the 2016 presidential election. Tad Hadano with Wichita State University says his job these days is feeling less like recruiting and more like diplomacy.
The questions about safety in the United States have been dominant.
He's spending a lot of his time abroad addressing fears about the United States. He says those fears can mostly be attributed to one thing.
It's pretty cliche at this point, but political climate.
The number of student visas issued by the U.S. State Department dropped in 2016. It continued to decline during the first year of the Trump administration by another 17%. The State Department doesn't break down the data, so that could be because fewer students are applying, but an increase in visa denials appears to also be a problem.
We had a much larger number of students that reported that they were denied visas.
Vince Altum is the head of international education at Wichita State. He's heard from recruiters and students from some countries like Sri Lanka that there were twice as many denied visas this year compared to previous years.
It's really sad. It's kind of depressing. You know, you go through all this work to recruit the students. They're excited about coming to Wichita, and then they go through a 3-minute interview in their home country. They're denied a visa, and their dreams are basically shattered at that point.
Most universities tout the benefits of having a more global campus, but there's also tuition dollars at stake. Public universities in Kansas and elsewhere are relying on that tuition to make up for years of dwindling state funding. And international students pay a lot more than in-state students. At Wichita State, it's twice as expensive. Wichita State is reducing tuition a little for some qualifying international students, and that's helped boost applications. Again, Vince Altum.
The pie of international students in the U.S. is definitely shrinking. So in order to maintain our share, we have to work a lot harder to make sure that even we get the same number.
There are still more than 1 million international students in the United States, a lot more than in any other country.
Students still see it as the best choice for themselves in terms of obtaining a world-class, top-quality higher education.
Rajika Bhandari is the head of research and policy at the nonprofit Institute of International Education. Her research shows a 7% drop in newly enrolled international students coming to the United States in fall 2016. But she says there's not enough data to know if the decline is a trend or just a blip.
I don't think the NYUs and the Harvards and the Yales of the world have anything to worry about, but it's other institutions which may not be as globally known.
Institutions like those in the Midwest, including Wichita State, which saw about a 10% decline in degree-bound international students last year. This year, the university's extended its usual recruiting season for the fall to try and keep international student enrollment from sliding any further. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between KMUW, KCUR, High Plains Public Radio, and Kansas Public Radio, covering health, education, and politics across the state.